Hello.
Hi, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from New York Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinion is needed. This survey will be quick and confidential. Do you have 5 minutes of your time?
Yeah, because I'm at work right now.
Oh, you're at work? So you don't have time?
You said 5 minutes, but it can't be any longer.
What kind of opinion? It's for the elections of this November. All right. So are you registered to vote in New York?
Yeah, I live in New York.
All right, cool. Do you, let me see. Do you consider yourself Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Cuban,
no,
Dominican?
None of that. No.
Okay. What do you consider yourself? White, black woman,
American
Indian? Okay. What is your highest level of school that you have completed it at, and what is your highest degree?
I have a college degree. Yeah. Where did you get my name from?
I'm sorry? No, I haven't said your name.
Where did you get my number from?
Oh, from our data?
But I see you're calling from Florida.
Yeah, we do have
the number
several...
is Florida.
Right, correct. All right, for who did you vote on the 2020's general elections for the president? Were you not able to vote? Or you voted for Joe Biden, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Joe Biden.
Okay. As you may know, there will be elections for the president's Congress and a state local office this November. Are you more likely that you're going to be voting, or you're probably, or 50-50 that you will vote?
Well, as long as I'm not sick, I'm going to.
All right. How motivated are you to vote this November 2024 elections from a scale from 0 to 10?
I want to vote to 10.
All right, perfect. And regardless how you may feel about candidates or issues on the ballot, it's my due to vote this year. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, or neither agree or disagree?
Well, can you repeat it? Repeat what you said?
Regardless of how may I feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Strongly agree, neither agree, disagree.
Strongly agree.
Okay. So regardless how the, are you going to be voting, how much do you each of the following matter to this year? For each one, on the following one, please indicate that it matters a lot or it doesn't matter much to you. So the first one will be protecting LGBTQ rights. Does that matter a lot? Does not matter a lot? Or somewhat?
What is LG?
Is it like the gays? Like the transgender?
Oh, I'm not into that. All right,
so it doesn't matter at all.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me.
Okay. Protecting abortions rights matter a lot? Doesn't matter a lot?
Yes.
Or not? Okay. Election for the Congress, House of the Representatives, or the Senate. Does that matter a lot or not much?
Yes.
Okay. The last one will be the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Does that matter a lot?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you going to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each one, please say that nothing will stop you to vote, or it's confidential that you're going to be voting. The first one will be protecting the LGBTQ rights. Will that stop you not to vote, or it will?
Well, Yeah, I think you talked about that energy before, but I don't seem to remember what you said about it, what it was.
Okay, just all right. So I'm gonna skip to the next one. All right, mm-hmm. So I know it's a long way off, but in the November 2024 elections for the president were held today. Would you vote for the Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, or third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or would you not vote?
Democrat?
Kamala Harris. If the elections for the Congress were held today, would you vote to the Republican candidate or the Democrat candidate?
Democrat.
Okay. If you know the protection of abortion was on the ballot this November, how much or motivated would you be to vote on the 2024 election? Much more motivated? Somewhat motivated? No change? Somewhat less motivated?
Much more motivated.
All right, perfect. I do really appreciate your time. We're halfway to go. Okay, how much, if anything, have you heard about the Prop 1 Constitution on the ballot to protect rights of the New Yorkers? Have you heard it a lot or not much?
Not really.
Okay.
Not much.
All right, perfect. All right, based on your read of the state as a amendment, do you think the amendment would be giving voting rights to the immigrants, to put protections for abortion into the state constitution, prevent discrimination based on age, provide protections on the basis of gender? Which one would you pick?
Oh, does it have to be one?
Yeah.
Well, I would give protection to the immigrants.
Oh, protection to the immigrants? All right. Perfect. All right. Now, knowing of the amendment, would you put protections for abortion into the state constitution?
Yeah, definitely protect abortion.
All right. Perfect. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and read you some statements, all right, and I just want you to rate them from 0 to a 10. The first one will be, we need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion from a 0 to a 10. 10 means that you agree, and 0 means that you disagree.
Oh, 10.
Okay. So it is important to protect trans and protect access to gender or affirming care. A 0 to a 10?
I don't care for that. 0. All
right. If we need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants, a 0 to 10?
I'm sorry, what's the question?
Okay. If we need to focus, helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
What kind of handouts? Handouts
hand
for what, to immigrants?
Like giving any help.
Or if they need any help?
Yeah.
Well, no. Normally, we're supposed to be protected, but...
Right.
It doesn't mean that you can't help somebody that's dying.
Right.
In need.
So how would you scale that from 0 to a 10?
I think we should put that down 8.
8? All right.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. All right. And children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent from 0 to a 10? So that's a 10. All right.
Mm-hmm.
It's more important to protect the most members of society from discrimination. A 0 to 10?
10.
All right. Everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have that freedom to marry who they choose. A 0 to 10?
10.
All right. Perfect. All right. All right, so I'm going to read you one statement, and you tell me if you such agree to it. All right, the claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and it does not change that. The protections in the having nothing to do with our country or immigration laws, they are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all the people are protected against discrimination for the government, no matter their race or Do you agree on that, or much more, somewhat more?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. So we're at the 80% already, ma'am. All right. And I do really appreciate your time. I'm doing this as quick as possible. Extremists. Politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they came into power in the elections, which would impose their white nationalities agenda on us in our state. They will make it harder to get an abortion, treating like legally of same-sex marriage, discrimination against trans people, and eliminate equally and civil rights. How would you describe that, like, from 0 to a 10?
Well, it's a lot of stuff together here. You're talking about discrimination. You're talking
right.
about abortion. It's,
correct.
It's a vague question.
So, do you consider that...
How is it 50%? Because it's 50%? Not just one thing.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. And right now, the New York Constitution has loopholes that leave many New Yorkers unprotected. For example, it does not protect the rights to abortion, does not protect the rights of older New Yorkers, and does not protect the rights of those who are in disabilities. Will close the loopholes and make sure that all the New Yorkers are covered and cannot discriminate against the government. How would you scale that?
Yeah, 100%.
100? All right.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one, it will be, since Roe v. Wade has overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there have been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. Now, more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything, and we cannot protect the rights to abortion in our state. So we won't leave it up into it out-touch politicians and easier to roll back our abortion. How would you scale that from 0 to a 10?
I think the right to abortion should be given to people.
Okay.
I mean, I don't see how somebody...
discriminate.
I don't
that.
Know, rape me, and then you want me to have the child. I don't see why. It's
right.
suffering.
Correct. How would you rate that then?
I think rights should be given, which is 100% to people who have abortion.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. All right. We're almost done. And after reading all this information, are you most likely going to be voting on the November 24th election for the president, Congress, state, and the local office? Yes?
I'm going to be voting, but I'm going
okay.
to be voting from home without paper.
Oh, all right. I do really apologize for this question that I'm going to ask you, but it's on the here on the survey. Do you consider yourself straight? Lesbian?
Oh, no, forget it. No.
I'm sorry. All right.
No way.
All right. So, are you married, unmarried, living with your partner, single, separated, divorced?
I'm
These
a widow.
These are the last questions. Okay. Oh, okay. I really apologize. Are you parents, or do you have somebody living under age of the 18 in your house?
No.
No? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In politics, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
I'm a Democrat.
Perfect. And do you consider yourself a strong Democrat?
Yes.
Perfect. The last one will be, how would you describe your self-employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily, unemployed, retired, student?
Partly working, mostly retired.
Perfect. And last year's of the 2023rd, what was your totally family income before taxes?
Oh, do I have to use that?
No, you don't.
Okay,
yeah, I do. All right, so I do really thank you so much for your time, and have yourself a great rest of the day, okay?
Okay, you too. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.